This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Officials all across levels of government are scrambling to respond to the coronavirus outbreak. In Alabama, state lawmakers took a step yesterday by approving $5 million to bolster efforts. We'll talk about that and other legislative matters with Don Daly. He's host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. Don, thanks for joining us.
Andrew, it's always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, I want to start with State Health Officer Scott Harris. He spoke to a House committee this week about coronavirus. What did he have to say?
He said that they were probably going to need additional state funding to help them expand testing for the coronavirus around the state, in addition to federal money that they're also expecting. And he got what he asked for. At the end of the week, the legislature did approve a $5 million supplemental appropriation for public health to help respond to coronavirus. As you might imagine, testing is just starting to roll out here in Alabama, and they need to expand their testing capability, according to Dr. Harris. So in mentioning to the House Health Committee this week that he needed additional money, he said, we've already spoken to legislative leadership about that, and the legislature acted quickly and, as I say, approved $5 million supplemental dollars for public health.
And those $5 million, is that specifically for testing?
One would imagine that most of it will go to expand testing, but other needs as public health sees. I mentioned that there are federal dollars that are coming to the state to help in this vein as well. They haven't gotten here yet, but Dr. Harris also said this week to the House committee that we stand to get up to $10 million from the federal government to help respond to the coronavirus outbreak.
Well, more generally, what do you hear from lawmakers in Montgomery about how they're thinking about this coronavirus outbreak?
A lot of them have been talking about it this week, as you might imagine. Specifically on their minds is keeping those at the State House safe if things, you know, do escalate, and keeping the functions of state government running smoothly in case there are a large number of people who end up getting sick and are absent from work. Governor Ivey earlier this week issued directives to state department heads about how to respond and at the same time keeping their agencies running without interruption as much as could be possible given the unknowns surrounding the virus.
Well, Alabama lawmakers have made overhauling the prison system a key aim of this session. Several prison-related bills advanced this week. Don, what were those?
Yes, there are a number of bills in this package. I'll highlight a couple of them. One would require the Department of Corrections to make regular reports to the Legislative Prison Oversight Committee and furnish them with up-to-the-minute statistics on things like violence, inmate-on-inmate violence, and inmate suicides and that sort of thing. The problems that have been pointed out by the federal government, which is really looking at us hard. There's also a bill that would create a Deputy Corrections Commissioner for Rehabilitation is seen as key in correcting some of our prison problems, both after prisoners are released and even before with community correction, so that maybe some of these people never end up in prison in the first place. So it's a package of several bills got out of committee this week. And once we come back from spring break, we expect to see those move through the legislative process pretty quickly.
Well, finally, the full Senate took up a medical marijuana bill Thursday. It would allow people suffering from certain conditions to take cannabis, although it couldn't be in a smokable or edible form. What was the debate like in the Senate?
The debate was very spirited, as you might imagine. This has always been a very divisive issue. The Senate, of course, passed a medical marijuana bill last year, but not without a lot of dissent. This current medical marijuana bill is the work of a study group which met most of last year after the medical marijuana legislation of 2019 ultimately didn't make it out. Even the study group was somewhat divided over what they came up with, but they did come up with a bill that's been before lawmakers this year. There are all sorts of concerns, controls over the patient and doctor registries, the dosage, the THC content, on down to the farmers who would grow the cannabis for medical use in the state. And, of course, there's the argument that predominated last year that was back this year. Is this a gateway to increased use of recreational marijuana use in the state? So, continues to be a very contentious issue.
Don Daly is host of Capital Journal and Alabama Public Television. Don, thanks for the update.
Thanks. It's always nice to be with you.